Hey everybody, welcome to Workforce Gaming. I'm Brad. We're back with episode 4 of the Expanse of Telltale series. If you followed along, kind of an up and down ride so far. I liked 3, 1 was a good intro, I kind of felt like 2 wasn't too great. Episode 4 was rough. I didn't feel like there was really anything here, which is very much how I felt about episode 2, where it's just... we left Drummer in this place, and we've got to move her forward into another place. And we took a whole episode to do that, and it really didn't need to be this whole episode. So episode 4 is, again, it's more of the same that I think we're kind of starting to feel with this. I'm starting to really feel the fatigue with it. We're wandering around just a big open spaceship all on our own. Much more linear this time. I feel like there was a very clear path. I don't think we really had any chance to deviate much off of the main area. You know, episode 1, you had some time to go talk to the crew. You had a little bit of that time as well in the other episodes. This is just point A to point B, and you're really just walking through this thing. I didn't really feel like I ever had the ability to kind of diverge and look at things. I thought I did once, and it actually turned out that I kind of skipped a spot, and it was the go get the lever for the door that I was supposed to go look at. And it's just, it very much just kind of felt like it's just funneling you down a tunnel this whole episode. We have the return of some of our gameplay things. The electric puzzles, the computer puzzle with the go find the solution, and the solution literally is turn around and it's right behind you. And just they almost color code it so it matches. It was really easy to quick and find. And it's just, the puzzles aren't there. The puzzles were boring. We had another space battle in this, which again, I thought was kind of exciting. Just kind of the boop, 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 but hitting the buttons before. And just again, this time just felt sluggish and slow. Just like, all right, we need to throw something to put some buttons in here. And it just, it's rough. I had a rough time going through this one and really connecting to anything that happened here. Basically, with this one, we end up with Drummer stranded after the events in the last one, all on her own, cut off from the Artemis, the rest of the ship, the crew, nothing. You know, they've kind of pushed her off and away, and it's just, I'm stranded on a space without air. Let's walk through it. Let's find a spot to send out a distress call, and that's about 80% of the episode. Tries to kind of have this, like, kind of creepy vibe to it. Basically, Drummer's kind of hallucinating for a lot of it. We get a little bit of past trauma going on with that hallucination and some of the stuff that she did with the OPA series, those kind of things. And it's just, for lack of a better word, it just feels unearned. Where it's like all of a sudden it's like, oh, now we're going to delve deep into this moment in Drummer's backstory. And we never really got to the point where it felt like that was necessary in this. I think as somebody who knows more of Drummer from the series and the books, it's interesting and it's good, but for the game itself, I just don't feel like there's enough there to get you there. And that honestly brings me to kind of my biggest problem again, and I think I feel like I'm repeating myself in this one almost as much as the game is repeating itself in this episode, and that is that why on earth do we keep putting Drummer by herself? If you've played Life is Strange, again, Deck 9, Telltale, you've played Life is Strange, the original, and the biggest thing, Max and Chloe, their relationship. You've played True Colors, which Deck 9 did. The biggest thing is Alex and her relationship with all these different people in the town and how these townspeople kind of influence her and how their emotions play with it. And even if we go back to the original kind of big Telltale breakout with Walking Dead, the biggest thing as you go through that is Clem interacting with these characters and finding out how Clem deals with this and how does what Clem do impact if these characters live or die. And this with this, it's just Drummer floating through empty space again. If your strength of your game is in conversations and relationships, we got to stop putting the character by herself. And I think you can really feel that at the end, because the last 15% or so, we get Drummer back with some other characters. And I'm instantly more interested. The hallucination, the going through all this, shorten that down to 10 minutes and give me 40 minutes on this ship, talking to these characters that are introduced here, seeing them, because that's where the game gets good. That's where the game's interesting. That's the interesting thing that's the pull with these, are the bonds these characters have and the relationships they develop and the flow of these conversations. And you really just we're not getting enough of it in this. And I think that's kind of my biggest sticking point. What's kind of the biggest disappointment is I really wanted this crew like the Rossi has of Drummer and this crew, or even, you know, some of the crews you see Drummer on in the show. And we never get that. It's just Drummer by herself. Drummer betrayed by these people, Drummer jumping in with these people, and by the time we get to know these characters, we're on to the next one. or by the time we're kind of starting to get interested in these conversations, we're going, okay, go off in the space by yourself again. So I'm really struggling with that point. But again, once you get there, it gets better. You get some good information from these characters. You do some kind of interesting thing at the end. Again, I don't want to get into spoilers too much, but you meet a character at the end who is incredibly influential in the first season of The Expanse. And I'm curious, and I don't know if this is said anywhere, and maybe it is, but I'm curious how close this is going to end up butting up to the beginning of The Expanse, because this character in particular, with where they are, you know that we're getting close to a lot of the events that kick off The Expanse in terms of the proto-molecule and what this character in particular has connections to it. So I'm curious how close we're going to get there. Like, are we going to see some of those instigating events of the early Expanse, or are we going to cut before that? But that's kind of feels like what this is building to, is almost that direct prequel into, like, okay, and fade to black. Let's start episode one of the TV series. So see where that goes next time, because she will very clearly, with where this left off, have a role in episode 5. The last thing I want to point out about this one, and it's kind of come up a couple times as well, there's just no important choices. Again, really going back to The Walking Dead in particular, having those choices of, like, do I fix this and potentially everyone lives, or do I do this and I know that these three people are going to live, but that person's going to die? Those are the choices that really defined early Telltale, or not early Telltale, but Telltale kind of in its heyday. And even in Life is Strange, Deck Nine stuff, those relationship decisions kind of impact, like, okay, how is this character going to feel about me? We had really no important choice this entire episode. You had dialogue options. None of them felt like they held any weight to what happened in this episode, though. And that's just kind of, again, it's just this disappointment I'm feeling with this, where it's just monotony almost. It's just this fatigue of it, where it's just, all right, again, again, again. And that kind of ultimately brings me to my last point here, which I'm starting to feel like the 2-week episode release schedule, which I was really excited for. I was really on board. I was like, this is the coolest idea ever. I love it. This is how these games need to be. I almost feel like we're doing this just because this game gets into such a, like, do it, do it again, do it again, do it again. It's almost this monotony. So it's almost going, like, well, if we threw this out as one 5-hour chunk, 5-6-hour chunk, you're really going to feel that as we go through and spreading it out every 2 weeks. You kind of come back and you're like, all right, here we go. Let's do it again. And you're like, oh, another empty ship. Oh, drummer by yourself again. Oh, no dialogue choices again this time. And I think that spreading it out is almost just kind of that, well, we can keep people hooked just by the release schedule in a game that, sad to say, the more I'm playing, I'm just kind of a little bit disheartened by. I'm just like, ugh, I like it. We got some high notes, but just it's starting to feel like a grind. So there's one left. We're getting close to some things that might be bumping up against the original series. We're getting some interesting characters. I think there's a much more interesting kind of ending piece to this, where I'm curious what happens more than I've seen since probably episode 1, I think. Maybe episode 2. No, probably episode 1 had the best cliffhanger up until now. So hopefully we get something good with this. Drummer's in a spot that's going to lead to a lot of good confrontation, I think. I think we're going to have a lot of those conversations, a lot of those relationship moments, a lot of those who trusts who things that I think are really what this game should be from start to finish. And I think episode 5, we're finally going to get there. We are Workforce Gaming. We try and get new episodes up every Monday. Subscribe to our channel. Leave a comment below. We'll be back with one more of these for episode 5. Ooh, and also the bonus episode. Keep forgetting about that. Most exciting part of this whole thing, too. We'll talk about that later.